This is the opening of the planning commission agenda for this date. We will begin the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you please rise and join Commissioner Spahr and who will lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number one, are there any, anybody needs to declare a conflict with any of that or any of the agenda this morning? There being none, we will move to item number two. And that is approval of the September 11th, 2018 regular meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the September 11th, 2018 regular meeting minutes.
Is there a second for that?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There being none? Item number three is approval of the October 9th, 2018 regular meeting minutes. I need a motion for that.
I'll make a motion that we approve the October 9th regular meeting minutes.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
And all against? Or anybody against?
All against.
All against, yeah. There being none, that passes. Item number four. This is a public hearing to consider a request to amend the following maps to the property located approximately 4953 South, 3500 West. A, it is to amend the general plan, future land use map for medium density single family residential to commercial. We will take that item first.
Proponents first.
We'll
talk about it all in one, but when you do the motions,
we'll do
then
the
you'll split it.
A and B?
Yeah.
Okay. If anyone is here who wants to speak on behalf of this request, or you're the proponent, please come up to the microphone, stand, tell us your name for the record and where you live.
My name is Dan Phelps. I live in Morgan, Utah, and I'm one of the property owners of the three parcels that we're discussing, requesting a consideration to change to commercial from current zoning of residential. I originally came across these properties because I used to own the little assisted living facility that was there several years ago. I sold it, and they did not want the excess ground for future expansion, so I ended up with a couple of lots. And I'm on either side of the house. The Steiners are also a part of this petition. They own the home that's there, and I own the lots on both sides of them. But just looking to have them rezone potentially to build small office buildings there. I have a dentist that's interested in the piece on the north of the Steiner's home. But it just appears to me that that would be an excellent use for that property. I've thought about its current zoning of residential, but especially with today's real estate costs of construction, nobody wants to live in a $400,000 home on that busy road. And in talking to UDOT, which I have done, about what they would require, since that is a state road, they are going to require that we donate 23-25 feet off the front of those lots to them so that they can expand that to two lanes each direction in the future. And we've told them we would do that in conjunction with construction. Prior to construction, we'd have to dedicate that frontage to them for free, by the way. And so that's the purpose. I think it makes sense because the large piece to the north is all commercial already. Ultimately, obviously, is going to be some kind of commercial retail center would be my guess. And then you've got the kind of commercial use already in the little assisted living facility that next month is going to become part of your city with the annexation of that parcel from Weber County. And so it seems to me to be a good buffer use to allow some small commercial space there and that's why I've made this petition.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Chad Gilman. I live straight across the street.
No.
Excuse me?
We're not in open, we're not in a public hearing yet.
Are you the proponent?
No, I am against it.
You're against it? Okay, we'll call you back up and then. I thought you were a proponent.
No.
Okay. Is there anybody else that is a proponent of this change in zoning? There not being? Mr. Parkinson?
Yes, as mentioned, this is a request for a general plan amendment and a rezone request. Currently, the general plan has this for medium density single family residential, and the zoning map matches that, so R18. They're wanting to change it to commercial and then community commercial. These are just three parcels right there on 3500 West, just south of 9-somewhat acres of open vacant land that's currently zoned commercial. When you look at the future land use map and then the current zoning map, you can see in the future land use map, which is to everybody's left or audience to your right, commercial is to the north of it, and then medium density is all around it. When you get to the zoning map, it really becomes a hodgepodge of different colors. Pink is the commercial, so just to the north. Light green is R110, so to the west. Dark green is RE15, the section of town that will be annexed in January 1st. And then to the east is R16. So you've got a variety of different zoning surrounding this. R18, that, you know, the closest one is down there on 5075 and 3500 West. Generally, when you have large, busy roads like 3500 West or 5600 South, single-family residence is not the ideal use. Specifically, UDOT, if they went to build three homes, would require them all to have one access point, and then they'd have to share it. Their requirement of an access point every 350 feet doesn't work with single-family homes. So UDOT, the owner of the road, I guarantee you will prefer commercial because it'll have one access point. Then you can have as, you know, multiple uses. As the gentleman had mentioned, UDOT is planning to widen this road. When is still unknown. They got to finish down south in Syracuse off of Antelope first, and then they'll jump back up here. Then when they do another section up here, they'll go back south. They're just going to piecemeal it. I think they're waiting for Clinton to do the whole thing themselves and then be done. So staff would recommend approval both of the general plan amendment and the rezone request as proposed. Any questions?
Any questions from any other members?
What's kind of the fate of the house that's in the middle of this?
If he builds commercial, it'll probably go away. That would be a question for him. I would assume it just goes away because, you know, commercial on both sides of it would be difficult. Again, UDOT will require just one access point.
Any other questions? There being none, then I'll entertain a motion to open the public hearing.
I move that we open the public hearing.
Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? There being no opposition? The public meeting is now open. If anyone wants to come and speak to us on this matter, you're now invited up to the microphone. Please state your name and your address.
Chad Gilman. I live at 4946 South, 3500 West, straight across from the old farmhouse that's in the center of the three parcels. We have already been, I don't know how you'd want to put, been inconvenienced plenty by UDOT as it is. I've lived there 26 plus years. I was there before the farmhouse even come in, you know, by quite a while. It used to be, it would, when it was a two-lane road, you could back out with more than enough room to get out of your house. I mean, I've actually had people double park with yard sales in front of my driveway. When they put the center median in, they made it to where we can back out of the driveway and still stay inside the white line between the curb and the white line. Now that they've pushed the latest addition to it, this last construction project, I can't even park in front of my driveway. And, well, if I stay in the northern side of my driveway, I could stay inside the white line. Before, I could park in front of my mailbox. Now, when my wife backs up, you know, it's already, I back in my driveway. I can sit there and wait for 5 minutes to get out of my driveway as it is. You put commercial across the street, I will probably never be able to leave my driveway unless it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, may not even be that. When school's in, from anywhere from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock, I have had to drive down. I've actually stopped and went and got breakfast because I couldn't even get in my driveway. It's that bad. It's blocked clear up to 5200 South, which is a pretty good distance from there to 4800. You put commercial in there and you're really dropping our property values a lot. We've been there forever, and I understand they're going to put a second lane in each way. That's great. I come up and talk to the planning commission, or I don't know who it was. It might have been Steve at one time, right after I had a drunk driver take out the telephone pole and all my friends heard. I was looking for to place large rocks to keep them from coming into my house. We've had 3 drunk drivers accidents there. You put a second lane there, which is inevitable. You're just bringing more traffic down there. We already have problems, and I've talked to this about UDOT, and they say I've got to talk to the city, which I haven't yet. But we also have a problem of dump trucks running on a 45 mile an hour road, which is no sense of running jake brakes. They run in there, they hit their jake brakes from before 4950, and it rattles the houses as it is. And it's unbearable to have to listen to them. But once they're going to add a second lane, it's going to make it even worse. You're going to have more semis down there. The road conditions are poor. This last time they have made it a little bit better. There are manhole covers. There's one right in the center of the street, side street, out in the road. They hit those at night with empty trailer, Walmart, Winco, any of those. Those empty trailers bounce and it shakes the houses. So we're already on a bad playing field right now. And to add commercial across the street is going to make traffic even worse, and it's just going to drop our property values down a lot. And unfortunately, it was a great area to live in then, but now no one wants to buy a house on the east side of the road. If you want to do that, take all the houses on the east side, widen the road there. I'll be glad to sell you my house at a fair market value, but the way it is right now, anyone with half a brain would not buy a house there. So I'd like to thank you for consideration, and hopefully you'll help out the residents that's been there forever, and you'll at least give a thought to it that if it was your house, what would you like? You know, how would it inconvenience you?
Appreciate your comments. Would you stay there for a second? I want to see if any of the commissioners have any questions.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone that would like to ask him questions?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm hard of hearing as it is. So.
Makes two of us. I'm sorry. Okay. Anybody have questions?
Yeah, I just have a couple questions.
Okay.
So, this is just for the... So, I see your house. You have a red truck.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah, I was just looking it up on the map here, so I see what you're talking about. And where they took that extra lane around the corner and that white line.
Yes, they when they come around the corner, instead of going out around, making a nice round, you've actually cut it at an angle.
Yeah, no, I see that.
And I've talked to UDOT about that, and, you know, they say it's federal regulations on that road now, the way they've had to do it, and, you know, we're just kind of stuck, so.
So I was just saying, like, your biggest concern, because you mentioned a lot of them, you know, jake brakes, widening the road, the traffic, drunk drivers, and then, you know, the commercial business. Like, what in your mind is, like, the biggest issue with this commercial property, as opposed to, is it really just the traffic? Is that what really?
The traffic and not being able to get out of your house. You know, like I said, I can sit there for 5 minutes, and I'm backed in, so I can wait for, my wife pulls in, and I've watched her sit there for almost 10 minutes at times. It depends on the time of day, and she leaves for work at 3:30. So trying to get out of the driveway is a nightmare. It's a little easier for me because when I come in, I take my time, wait for traffic, and I back in, so when I need to get out, I don't have to wait to get out and then pull forward in front of my driveway and then sit and wait for the next opening. I can wait for one opening where she has to wait for two. I had a guy from UDOT come out and talk to me and explain why they did the striping the way they did. He says, unfortunately, he says, it's a safety issue, I understand it. He says, just wait, wait and wait and wait.
Yeah, I get UDOT.
What do you do? You know, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, I guess my question is, so if they were in the commercial property, if they were to make some extra room to accommodate traffic?
I would like to see them, you know, if they do commercial, push it so far over to the other side that they can at least give us, you know, a car length width between the white line. But talking to UDOT, it doesn't sound like they're going to do that.
You mean like the entrance farther to the north,
away well, from that intersection? Have it so it goes back like it was, mm-hmm. So it kind of swings out at an arc instead of a straight, you know, an angle out. Because, like I said, we can park in front of the driveway or in the mailbox, which is 5 feet from the driveway, and still be out of traffic. Now, you got to back out over the white line and then pull in front of the driveway before you can get inside the white line. It's an actual hazard, you know, and people on that road, honestly, are inconsiderate. I'll pull into the center median to turn into my driveway, and I have people swerve over and pull to the center lane. Just be a jerk, you know. It's already bad enough, and this is just going to make things even worse. I don't have any problem with houses going across there, but, you know, commercial's just going to really take the our house values and everyone down that street. You know, and I understand there's the bank down there that's now going to become a pharmacy, which, you know, I don't have any problem with that. That's always been commercial down on that corner anyway. Then they brought in the old folks' home that's two parcels over from the house across the street. That, quite often, we have to listen to sirens go over there constantly, you know, old folks passing away quite often. We've got, you know, to live with that, but you start adding three more parcels straight across the street, and it's going to make traffic even worse, and it's going to drop per house values considerably. And I think even Steve would know that. You know, he's done enough with redevelopment, but he knows what it's going to do to house values.
Any other questions by any of the other members of the commission? Thank you for your comments.
Appreciate it.
Anyone else want to speak on this matter? Please step up, give us your name, and tell us your address.
Okay, my name is Yvonne Colson, and I live at 4838 South, 3575 West. My house is the one that connects to the south one, the south plot of land. I'm concerned about it becoming commercial, that that road, like what the gentleman before me said, the traffic is bad, especially when the kids are going to school in the morning, 7 to 7:30. Again, around 3:30 to 4:30, the traffic's bad. You put commercial businesses there, there's times I can't even come out on the road. I have to turn right, or my kids even have to turn right to go to school, because you can't even turn left out of my road, 500 South, or sorry, 5,000 South, to get out on that road because the traffic is bad. I worry if it's commercial, we're gonna have a lot more traffic, a lot more people trying to get in and out of those areas. And I've lived in my house for 15 and a half years. There have been several accidents there just in the time I've been there. That's gonna increase the accidents that are there. I also do worry about the value of my home going down. And to be honest with you, I worry about the view, because right now I see the mountain. Several times I've considered buying that land, but the price has just been a little bit higher than I wanted to pay. But I wanted to buy it just to connect it to my property and not build anything really, you know, on it. But anyway, I just worry mainly about the traffic, people trying to go in and out of those businesses. It doesn't make sense. When I moved into my house 15 and a half years ago, the property that is just north of that, there was a home there. And the gentleman here might remember this too. They made the people move out of that home because they changed that land to commercial. They knocked the home down. Nothing's been there ever since. Nobody's ever put anything there. Also, all that property on the north there, nobody has ever built anything there. So why add more commercial property when you already have commercial property there that's been sitting there vacant? Nobody's built anything on it. So it doesn't make sense to me to change this property, these properties here, to commercial. That's all I have to say.
All right. Any of the commissioners have questions this week?
So I guess just like the other gentleman, it's your primary concern is traffic flow still?
Traffic? There's been so many accidents right in that area since I've lived there. You put businesses in there, and I can guarantee those accidents are gonna go up. There's a bus stop that's right on the edge there. And actually, I'm sure they can move where the kids pick up the bus stop at, but it is really hard even to get out on that road when the kids are going to school and when they come home. That's the worst time of the traffic there. Putting businesses there, to me, is only gonna increase, it's gonna increase the cars coming in and out right there, which is gonna, to me, cause more accidents.
So would it be better to put a business or two, or put houses there, or what would
you know, keep it residential? If the price came down, maybe I'd consider. I know the person, and I don't think she's here today, I don't see her, but the person that's adjacent to the northern land, she's wanted to buy that property too. And I've thought about buying it too, but both of us have thought that the price has been too high. So, you know, no one's really come to bargain with us to say, hey, do you want this piece of land that's connected to your property? You know, but I'd rather it stay residential myself.
Any other questions for any of the other commissioners? If there's none, thank you for your comments. Same routine, your name and your address.
Hi, my name's Darla Fink. I live with Yvonne Poulsen at 4838 South, 3575 West. My biggest concern too is property value. You get a commercial business there, it's going to reduce the value of my home. I believe the reason why it's going to reduce the value of my home is because the loss of view and privacy. Noise, how close is it going to be to my fence? All of a sudden you're going to build buildings behind my house. Are there going to be restrictions on how close that building is going to be to my fence? The other concern is how bloody tall is the building going to be? You get some business that's two stories high, now my view is gone, my whole backyard is shaded, I have no sunshine, loss of privacy because you have people in their business buildings looking down into my backyard, I have no privacy. I'm worried seriously about that, the property value, my loss of view, my loss of privacy. How close are they going to be to my fence? Are there going to all of a sudden come restrictions or things that are going to be telling me, now you can't have your shed there, or you have to take down your fence because it's some building code or something? I just don't want to deal with that. I want to keep it residential, and I'm with Yvon. If I could purchase the property and keep it a vacant lot just for the view and my own bloody privacy, I'd do it. So those are my concerns.
Hold on just a second. Anybody have questions of this young lady? There being none, thank you for your comments.
Also, if they do change that to commercial, can we, is there going to be an ability to discuss restrictions on the height of the buildings? Because like I said, I don't want to lose my privacy if you guys go and change it to commercial.
Can you address that in a few minutes?
Could I add one more thing? Or?
Please, come on back up. I want to hear you.
I don't know if it matters, but I can show you pictures. They're on my phone right now of what this has become as far as traffic-wise, drunk drivers. A year ago, October, we had a drunk driver take out the telephone pole, my whole fence, my telephone, or my mailbox. Luckily, my wife was gone to work at the time. It went across my driveway. It hit my truck, knocked my truck off of the driveway, went through the neighbor's fence, and ended up in their driveway. And I can show you the pictures of some of the damage if that would be something you'd be willing to see.
I don't think I need it. I think your description was very vivid. I think I understand what you said.
I agree. And like I said, this is the third time. They've had to replace the pole one time. The second time when they hit the pole, it wasn't enough damage to the Utah Power and Light come out. The other one was they ended up going down the side road. I live on the corner of 4950, so you got that side road going into the subdivision. That one took out the stop sign and the fence down that side of the road, which I'm hoping to eventually put a short vinyl fence in. But like I come up, and I believe it was Steve that I talked to, asking if I could put large boulders, because I'm afraid someone's going to come through and go up into the house. You know, we've all seen those, you know, down in West Point, you know, cars go through the houses, you know, suicide driver into a yard down there by Winco, you know, a few years ago. You know, it's a safety factor, you know, and traffic getting worse is just going to hinder it. And when you add commercial, that's going to put a lot of stopping to turn in there instead of, I mean, people drive like idiots as it is. You know, they slam on their brakes, then turn. They don't signal, you know, get over to the side of the road, gently turn in. I think they look for the people behind them. And, if I hit my brakes hard enough, they'll hit me, and, you know, I'll collect insurance. You know. But, I'd be willing to show you those pictures if anyone is interested.
Does anybody need pictures?
Before or after?
His description vivid enough of having somebody take out a telephone pole.
Doesn't it vary from the issue?
Yeah. Description's good enough.
Okay. Well,
good words. Thank you. Does anyone else wish to address us on this issue? Mr. Parkinson?
Close the public hearing.
I move that we close the public session.
Is there a second for that?
I'll second it.
All in favor say
aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed say nay. There being none, we're out of public session. Now, Mr. Clark.
I don't want to sound, say it?
Unsympathetic.
Unsympathetic. The traffic on 3500 West, as we know, is heavy. That's why UDOT's looking to widen the road in order to have two lanes each direction and a turn lane to make it safer. If these properties get developed commercially, UDOT's going to require certain things for them to do, probably deceleration lane to get them, you know, people out of the traffic and turn. Where the access point will actually be for these properties will probably be at the intersection of 4950 South, so it'll probably be at the southern end, but I don't know. Until a site plan's given and UDOT gives their approval, we don't really know what's going to happen there. So, you know, UDOT on the east side, probably nothing will change until they widen the road. I mean, that little white line that he was describing, it'll probably stay there, even if this develops commercially and the 9 acres above it develops commercially. The east side won't change until UDOT widens the road. You know, drunk drivers, it's going to happen regardless if this is commercial or not. You know, accidents are going to occur, those type of things, if this is commercial or if it's residential or if it stays vacant. Those things are going to continue to happen. It's the unfortunate part that we have. Dump trucks using their J brakes or their engine brakes, unless UDOT puts a, you know, restriction on engine brakes on that street, there's really nothing the city can do. We can ask them to put it on, but until UDOT actually takes and does something, again, since it's a UDOT road, we have very little authority over it. Uses and stuff are ours. UDOT doesn't get into the aspect of use. As for home value, commercial generally has nothing to do with residential. If I'm selling my house, they're going to do comps of similar size rooms, bathrooms as my house within, you know, a mile or two. So having a commercial or residential really doesn't change my value or the value of a home. I can have a 10-bedroom home and everybody else around me is going to be a different price than mine, of course. Commercial actually adds value to the properties that it's on. Trying to go through all this. To build commercially on this versus building the 9 acres first, the lady that owns the 9 acres has been approached several times by several different developers asking to be able to build on it, and she's told them buy all 9 acres or don't buy anything at all. She doesn't want to subdivide and allow others to build. Movie theaters and other places have come wanting to build but don't want 9 acres. They want 3. She tells them, sorry, all 9 or nothing. So it's really difficult to say that has to develop first before somebody else's property can be developed. We don't have that ability to say you can't develop until these properties do. So if this does change to commercial, he has the rights to do that. Even if it stays residential, he has the rights to do that. Privacy, if a single family home was to be built, it could be 35 feet tall, 25 feet from property line. So I'm going to be able to see probably more into the properties behind me than a small strip mall that's a single story. Again, commercially it can be 35 feet tall. So we're not, height-wise, we're not changing it if it's residential or commercial. The biggest thing is the difference between commercial and residential is setbacks are 20 feet or 1 foot setback for every height of the building. So if the building is 35 feet tall, it's going to have a 35-foot setback. So it all depends. To me, if I want to build, I'm probably going to go 20 feet and build a 20-foot building rather than 35 feet, because then I'm wasting a lot of space in the back there. So those type of restrictions are already in place. A fence would be required between residential and commercial. If it's chain link, then the commercial will have to do some sort of opaque chain link with slats or change it to vinyl. It wouldn't be the residential's responsibility, it'd be the commercial responsibility. The view, this is the one, I really don't want to sound empathetic, but unless you bought the property, the view is not yours. Again, if I purchased it as a single family home and built a 35-foot building, your view's going to be gone. You can't, there's nothing you can do about it unless you purchase that property. Then it becomes my view that I bought it for that reason. We wouldn't be able to put any additional restrictions to the height of a commercial building that isn't already in the ordinance, unless the ordinance is changed before his application comes in. I think I've answered most of the questions.
Is there any commissioners that have questions in this department?
Now, the proponent can come back up if he has any additional, but...
Would there be anything for, the biggest concern seems like we have traffic flow? Would there be a way we could say yes with conditions that take into consideration to find an additional way to...
Well, a rezone request is not based on what use could be.
Right.
It's should the land be commercial or should it not? What the use comes will be our site plan review, where you'll have more abilities to put things on it. But again, if it goes commercial and he develops commercial and it's a permitted use, it's only what's within the ordinance itself. UDOT will have more say on traffic flow. They may restrict it, saying it's right turn only, not left turn to get out. They may dictate where that entrance is, to the far north, to the far south, in the middle. But knowing that there's a street there towards the end of the three properties, it's more likely going to be there or 350 feet north. So they may have to get with the 9 acres and, you know, suggest an access point there. Until the site plan is presented and given, I really couldn't tell you what restrictions we'd have.
Anyone else? I would like to reiterate what I think you said so that I understand what you said. That is, if the property remains as R1A residential, the height of the building can be 35 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And if we change it to commercial, the height of the building can be 35 feet.
I believe, yes.
So there's no change in that.
And again, but if they do a commercially 35-foot building, they get a 35-foot rear yard setback.
It increases the setback.
That's the only difference between the two.
The difference is they may not want to go that high because they may not want to give up that much property. So it may be a lower building if it was commercial than if it was residential.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. The question as to traffic, whether it's turning in, whether it's air brakes, whether it's trucks running over, anything in the road, those are questions for UDOT, is that correct? We do not have authority to do anything about that.
Okay. Actually, when they come in for site plan review, we'll ask for a letter from UDOT and look for their requirements.
What they're required. Okay.
All right. Has the city approached UDOT at all on 3500 as far as the J-brake? Because that does seem like a legitimate concern.
It's the first time I've heard of a concern with that, so I mean, we can ask them.
Because that is kind of, there are a lot of residents.
I know the residents that are on Midland Drive that are being annexed in, a gentleman did ask, and they asked UDOT, and UDOT kind of looked at him and said,
sorry.
Well, I don't think they're allowed in like residential city type areas. You can use them on the highway, because I live right off 5600 South. Because I looked it up one day, because I was like, hey, you can't do that. Every single day during the night, they're using that, and I know they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
But unless someone's there or cop or video it, they can't do anything about it.
So, I mean, there may already be restrictions to it and just not signposted, but I don't know. I mean, we can approach UDOT and find out what they require.
Would the proponent like to come back up and say anything about what you've heard here?
The only thing, having owned that assisted living facility and driving down there, obviously we all know that the traffic's terrible. And these sites are very small, especially when I give 20-something feet to UDOT. The reality is those lots will not be big enough to build a 35. You couldn't build anything over the 20 feet setback because there wouldn't be any parking, which then Steve wouldn't approve it, nor would you. And so these parcels, because they're the size they are, What you're, unless somebody bought all three of them, which is not very likely, the Steiners, who I'm representing as well, that own the home, their intention's not to build anything commercial right this minute. It's just for the future. They kind of know that that's what's going to happen, especially with that 9 acres. And so the buildings that would be built there, at least for now, although I will say, it sounds like I have some interested buyers right here. We'll do that when the meeting's over. But,
you can meet in the hall after.
Yes, but the reality is, if something does get built there, it would be like I have a potential, an interested party right now who happens to be a dentist in Roy City and is interested in buying it. He leases the space now, and he's interested in putting a building there. You're only looking at 3,000 square feet, small, one-story, basically like a house, because that's all that will fit on there, because of the reality of the size. But I agree and sympathize with their issues. I have that same issue when I go down there, and that's why UDOT is forcing these three lots to give them the front 35 or 25 feet or so that they can increase the size of that road, which should help. But obviously, in the future, when that 9 acres, you get a theater in there with hundreds and hundreds of cars every day, well, several times a day, you're going to need that road to be wider.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not coming.
Thank you very much. Then I'll entertain a motion to approve A, the general plan, future land use map for medium density single family residential to commercial. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I propose that we recommend approval of the general plan future land map from medium density to single family residential to commercial.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
And we'll take a roll call vote.
Yes. Commissioner Cowley.
Aye.
Commissioner Spahr.
Nay.
Commissioner Karas.
Aye.
Commissioner Bills.
Aye.
Commissioner Payne.
Aye.
Chair Brand.
Aye.
Commissioner Collins.
Aye.
Motion passes. And is it, I'll make the motion, say now, as you heard, it's a recommendation. This still has to go to the City Council for final approval. It is scheduled for the City Council next Tuesday. Okay? So.
Okay. Just to reiterate again what he said, we make a recommendation to the City Council. We don't have the authority to say yes you can or no you can't. We just have the authority to make the recommendation. Our recommendation would be for approval. But you have the opportunity to be at the council meeting next Tuesday and talk to them about it. Okay? Then, as to item number B, zoning map from R18 to single family residence to CC community commercial. Is there a motion for that?
Mr. Chairman, I propose that we recommend approval of the request to change the zoning map from R18 to single family residence to commercial, community commercial.
Second for that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay, we'll take a roll call vote.
Commissioner Payne?
Aye.
Chair Brand?
Aye.
Commissioner Collins?
Aye.
Commissioner Cowley?
Aye.
Commissioner Spahr?
Nay.
Commissioner Karas?
Aye.
Commissioner Bills?
Aye.
Passes 6-1. Again, this will be on next week's planning or City Council meeting.
Thank you for coming. We'll move on then now to item number 5, which is business of assigning a member to be on the General Plan Steering Committee. Steve, you want to talk a little bit about that?
I met with the contractor that we've someone's got a video going there.
Some of us are technically challenged.
It's not an iPod, iPad, so Leland's a little confused. anyway, I met with the third-party contractor that will do our general plan was a week ago, I think. And they were looking to put together a steering committee. Basically, you'd meet 3, 4, or 5 times and kind of discuss... Do what?
No.
Throughout the process.
Okay.
Throughout the year. And discuss various items that you know, that come up, ask questions, get direction and stuff. They want one or two people from the Planning Commission, one from the City Council, and then one from various boards. They even look to see if we could get a high school student just to represent the future. So with the Youth Council, we'll ask for that as well. So it's really, if there's one or two of you that are interested, then I will put your names on the committee.
Do we need to do this by motion?
No.
We just need to talk to you about
it. I just need
it.
Whoever volunteers.
Lee has volunteered.
I'd be interested as well.
Okay, we got a whole bunch of them, so how do we resolve this?
Well, I can really only take two.
We have eager beavers.
Maybe the younger generation.
Said by someone who doesn't have the experience to speak.
I'll be around long enough to enjoy the change.
Okay, then you and me.
Okay. That
works?
Fine.
Okay.
So, Karis and Collins? Sorry, Ryan.
See how you are?
I'll let you guys do rock, paper, scissors. And
you can guys meet outside and whoever comes back in, they can be on.
Okay.
Does that work?
Good enough for me.
All right. Okay, we'll move on to item number 6, which is the election of the chair and a vice chair for the year of 2019. I will
take control of this.
I will give control to Steve.
Do we have a motion for a chair?
I move that Taurus Brand do a second term.
I'll second that.
Who seconded it? Do we have any other motions or nominations? Do we have a motion to close this?
I move that we close the nomination process.
Okay. Sorry, Taurus, it looks like you're it. Since
just
there's no
example of no good deed goes unpunished.
Pretty much.
Thank you.
We have a motion for vice chair. You can do this one.
I will move that Lee
for
the vice chair.
I'll second that.
He was way too eager.
Any other motions? Motion to close?
Is it a motion to close?
I'll make a motion that we close the nomination.
Okay, Leland, looks like you
you got
what you didn't want.
Congratulations on your reappointment.
Nice move. Okay, we are now at our commissioner's minute. Do any of the commissioners have 30 seconds or a minute?
Or longer.
One thing I noticed is the website does need to be updated. It lists Doug still as a Planning Commission member.
Okay.
So, you just a thought.
Man.
I don't think any of us have the ability to change that, but...
We can change that pretty easy.
It's good to keep it somewhat current.
No.
Especially since he moved out of town for crying out
loud. Yes. Okay. Anybody else?
I asked earlier if anybody knew about a new city manager. Do you know anything about us trying to get that?
Who's trying to get it or who got it?
Oh, has it been decided?
It has been decided.
Who is
it? His name is Matt Andrews, or Matthew Andrews, who currently is the finance director.
Unofficially.
Should take place.
Right. Council hasn't voted yet.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
But he's the one that's been offered.
Supposedly set for January 15th in council meeting for the vote and everything. So
we have a finance guy coming.
Yes.
Well, maybe better than a lawyer.
I'll let Chris Davis know that you said that.
I've already told him.
And Andy as well, since he was it too.
And Andy also, yeah. I haven't told Andy, but pass my condolences to Andy, would you, Brody, please?
Oh, he did not want it again, so.
So if we approach UDOT with any of these issues, they're just basically going to blow us off like they are in the 5600?
Which.
Because there's no funding for projects until 2025, at least that's what they told me.
Well, here in Utah County, there's plenty of funding.
Yeah.
We're not in Utah.
For widening and stuff?
Yeah, well, I know because I went to that meeting for 5600 and spoke to all the people. And basically, the bottom line was we're tapped out until 2025, unless you're locally elected officials.
Come up with money.
Wheel and deal, and then it's just, okay, maybe they'll bump it up, but it doesn't mean it's going to get funded.
Yeah, 56 is still, until the environmental impact study is done, they won't do anything funding yet because it hasn't been told what it's going to, what they need to do. It is on phase two of the project, so, you know, 2025 and beyond. 3500 West / Midland Drive is probably going to be finished before 56 gets started.
I had the opportunity to go to the Wasatch Regional Committee meeting, and which we had been, I've been attending for a year or so, and we had a 2040 plan. And at the last meeting, when it was announced, we have a 2050 plan.
I won't be here.
Me neither. Not my problem.
But that's where UDOT and Wasatch Regional Council and the state, if your road's not on that plan, it has no chance of being funded. So 56 has been on it. It's just not as high as some of the other projects that are out there. 1800 North and Clinton Sunset's got more priority.
Anybody have any more questions?
Sunset has more priority.
1800 North was put on.
Annex them into Roy.
Do what? I don't want to cross county boundaries.
No.
I'll let Clearfield and Clinton fight that one out.
And for voting purposes, I don't want you to cross.
Well, the issue is 1800 North would also provide another access into Falcon Hill or Falcon Ridge, the kind of development. So federal government kind of got involved and put it a little higher on the list. So, but it wasn't until.
We need their help to clean up that intersection of 5600 there and I-15.
Yeah, that's what the environmental impact statement will, or study will come up with. And it's not just looking at the interchange or just looking at 56, it's looking at both of them at the same time, along with 1900 West up to Riverdale Road. So it's a bigger study than usually what they do. If they say 56, it's just one endpoint, nothing in between, you know, everything in between, but nothing else coming to it, so.
Anything else, Steve?
At least we got the AS going. That's the first step.
What else do we need to know?
Well, I don't know. You had other more questions.
Any other questions? There being none, then let's move on to a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Is there a second for that?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? Meeting is adjourned.
You got me one.
Merry Christmas to all of you. Yeah, I'll
send
you
soon. You squared the.
This time on the right
page. No, that was my fault.
Yeah, the next meeting would be Christmas, and no, we're not having it.
You're not going to have it on
but
Christmas.
We'll see you at the. It's a good thing. Cause
yeah, you have the dinner next Wednesday, 19th.
Yeah, Wednesday's the
19th. Taurus, don't.
I'll be right back.
See ya.
Is everybody's tap?